Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Light Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boom Lounge Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomerang Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, August 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Cow Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. The Radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., as still as I've done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerangrc.com. And by the way, we still need a net controller for Monday night. All right. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
Net Control, please check in. KK4NXA, Chris, up in Fendera.
KK4NXA, Chris, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Not a lot, thankfully, up here on holiday on one of the lakes in the area, and just enjoying a nice, quiet day. Heard about on the net from Pete this morning as we were chatting on the air, and thought I'd check in tonight.
All right, well, thank you. Thanks for checking in. How long are you up for?
We'll be here through the end of this week, so hopefully be off and on this repeater throughout the week, and hopefully get a chance to have a QSO with a lot of you guys up here.
All right. Well, great. Well, thanks for checking in, and it's good to hear from you. Yeah. Well, you should be having a net here every night this week, providing everybody shows up. It's summertime, though. Sometimes our net controllers don't make it. I know how that goes. All right. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via Echolink Mobile tonight in North Utica, New York. And there is one more station after me, my good friend Bill from Warrendale, Pennsylvania. He's up next.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB. And the announcement is correct. Bill from Warrendale is checking in through the Echolink system. And I thank my brother Kevin there for the announcement. Good evening to all. Good evening to the net, those who haven't logged on. And we will turn it back to net control.
All right. There's two Echolink stations. We'll start with KD2FBM, Kevin. KD2FBM. Oh, boy, I said it. Kevin, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, Jeff, good evening, and a good evening to everyone up in the Boonville area and to my friends up there on LaSchultz Road. I think I mispronounced it again. My friends, the Yeagers, they're really cool. They live up there. If they're hopefully got an earshot on this repeater through their neighbors across the street, they'll hear me through the scanner, which is kind of cool. So on that note, we're just enjoying a quick ride here on Herkimer Road in the north side of Utica. Going to go grab some ice cream because it's still warm out. Looks like we got 79 degrees. Under mostly clear skies with looks like a pretty decent moon up there tonight, so no complaints up here at all. Air conditioning is going to be a must here for the next 2 or 3 days. So on that note, I will say 7-3, step back, and I will sit and listen. KD2FBM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Yep, I know LaChuse Road well. That's right down the street from me here. So All right, well, thanks for checking in, and stay cool. Have some of that ice cream. Good night for it. In fact, it looks like it's going to be a good week for it. We're going to get one of those hot, hazy ones. So get the weeds pulled out of your garden now if you haven't done so, because they're going to explode here in a little bit. All right. Thanks again, Kevin. We'll catch up with you later. K3TFB, Bill in Warrendale, Pennsylvania. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, KA3TFB. Well, I heard my call sign there, and I thought I'd stand up and give everyone a salute. Top of the evening to you. From the last hour, we're no longer hot, and we're no longer thirsty. We made some adjustments where the air blows right on me, and we had some nice quenching drinks. Besides the weather, and I heard some locusts the other night. I think I have two dandelions out in the front lawn now. And we're ready to put it to the sack tonight and put my head on a nice soft pillow. With that in mind, we'll turn it back to Net Control, and a good evening to all. Hope everyone stays cool this week. KA3TFB, over to Net Control.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for checking in there. You have a good evening, and stay cool up there in Pennsylvania, too. And we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. Two of you just stepped on each other, so come back one at a time there, please.
N5AOW.
WA to you.
And to KPR.
KC2NBU.
Alright, there's four more. We'll start with N5AOW. Bill, up in Otter Lake. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. N5AOW, and everyone on the net this evening. Good day today. Got a lot accomplished. Put a lot of trim up. One of those cut and fit deals, and I got that pretty well squared away. I got a couple little boards left to complete it, and on the front porch. Got a coat of paint on it, and probably going to get the second coat tomorrow. Then we got a little bit of time on the lake. Went out and relaxed a little bit. Almost lost one of my covers, was in the boat, and got going and blew out and went in the lake. So I spun around and picked that up. So I got that drying down below. And what a nice evening, nice day. Everything was, you know, really nice weather, nice temperature. So I think the sun helped burn off a lot of humidity that we had yesterday. Boy, I gotta say, it was humid. So that's pretty much all I got to report. Just enjoyed the day, got a lot accomplished. So back to you, Jeff. You have a good evening. N5AOW.
Bill, well, that's good that you actually turned around and saw it and got it out of the water. A lot of times that'll happen to people and they won't even notice it's gone until they get back. So I'm glad you had a productive day. It was really humid here. I don't know. We had some rain here too, and it was just steamy. I'm just glad to work inside all day today. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Bill. We'll catch up with you later. WA2U. John, good evening. What's going on?
Good evening, Jeff, and everyone on frequency, WA2U, for the, as I say, the assembled multitude. Jeff, you sound like either pollen or something. Got to you, but that's to be expected, I guess, this time of the year. Did not do a thing outside. I did go out to the mailbox and back. Kathy went out and looked at the garden. We went a little while this evening. The friends came over and we're out in front of the house here at about 7 o'clock, and wasn't too bad. We ended up coming in, not because of the temperature humidity, but because of bugs and mosquitoes and things of that nature. And spend some time researching weather stations that you can interface with your computer system if you want to. I think it's called Pete Brothers Weather Stations or something, but they've been around for a while, and chatted about that, and made a few, put in a couple orders for a couple things from Total Media, and busy with that kind of thing. So, as I said, didn't do a lot. Had a great weekend, listened to a lot of music Saturday evening, Sunday, and enjoyed that. I guess it's going to be warm for the rest of the week here. So, of course, that definitely kept me away from the woodpile. The garden is really enjoying its, it's all organic. Yes, it's got an organic garden out there, but it looks like somebody went out there with Miracle Grow. Everything's just absolutely taking off. So I guess things will be getting busy up in Boonville with the fair coming up and things of that nature. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. It's always good to hear some new call signs and voices here on the repeater. Back over to you, Jeff. KD2AIT, WA, to you listening.
All right. Yeah, I had a little bug there. It got to my throat there a little bit. That's why I wasn't on Sunday night. So it seems to be subsiding. Mostly it's just my throat's a bit scratchy. But anyway. Yeah, there's some good turnout here tonight on the net, so it's good. I was worried since I wasn't, sometimes when you skip a net or two, people start to fall off a little bit, and doesn't seem to be the case tonight anyway. All right, well, thanks for checking in there, John. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. N2KPR, Rich, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, Jeff, everybody else on the net? Not too much. Sitting here in the community reading a story, and earlier today, I got up this morning, made breakfast, had eggs and pomfret, and did a few dishes then. Made my tea and come in here, sat down, checked my email. Had a phone call, so I took that. And I got up and went into the bedroom and did some work on my other computer. Got some updates on it. And after that, I was back out here to make dinner, and so I talked on the radio for a while this afternoon. Then I got on the computer here and started reading and made dinner, and I went back on here. And after that, I am going to go get up there and make another cup of tea and take my medication. After that, it'll be bedtime probably another hour or so after that. Back to you, Jeff. Hope everybody had a great day today. Yeah, we did have a little quick shower. Surprised me, because I woke up this morning, the sun was shining, and all of a sudden it got dark. Hey, 7-3, everybody, and to KPR.
All right, Rich. Well, let's not complain about a little rain. It's been kind of dry lately. Take any little bit we can get here right now, that's for sure. I didn't have to water the garden or the yard today, so that was kind of nice. Anyway. All right, Rich, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, hey, what's going on tonight?
Well, Jeff, we still got 70 degrees up on the hill here. Actually, hooked up the air conditioner out in the shop today. We have a recycled air conditioner we picked up off the curb in Albany. We saw people helping the daughter move out of her apartment at the end of the year last year, and saw somebody put what looked to be a nice air conditioner on the curb, and went over and asked them about it. Does it work? And they said, yeah, it works. I said, why are you throwing it out? He said, well, we got it off the curb. We don't want to store it for the summer. And I'm going, okay. So into the back of my truck it went. And garden hosed it when we got home, and works like a champ. What a nice air conditioner. Digital readout and everything. I mean, it's probably 10 years old, but the price was right. So It's in. We're ready for tomorrow and Wednesday. I guess Wednesday is going to be the hottest day of the week. Over.
Hey, it's always nice when you can pick up little gems like that. You know how that goes. All right, well, good. I'm glad it worked out, and try to stay cool up there. And we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, the control for the Black River Lake Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2ZZ.
KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Well, kind of warm down. Mostly muggy, I guess, today. But a little breeze, so it wasn't too awfully bad. I did do some, trimming of bushes and stuff like that, but not for very long today. Then we got up to 89 at my location. We're in the 70s now, 77 at the moment. And I guess that's about it. Not much more going on down this way. 7 degrees to all. KA2ZZ.
All right, Jack. Yeah, I know this isn't your kind of weather. I know you like the HD right about now. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good one there, Jack. We'll catch up with you. All right. Are there any other check-ins?
KD2, IZE. Name is Dick from Kinderhawk.
KD2IZE, Dick from Kinderhook. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. Yeah, I just thought I'd stop in and see how you guys were doing. I've listened in from time to time here. And anyway, our weather down here sounds like it's pretty much the same as what it is up there. It was hot and muggy today. Like Bill, my wife and I did some painting. We had bought some fence pieces, 8-foot fence pieces to kind of hide the propane tank. So fortunately, we were able to set up under a tree. We painted in the shade, so that was nice. Did some mowing. And we've got my wife's got some animals there. We're fostering a pig for this animal rescue place. The pig's name's Nancy. And I've had she was about 35 pounds when we got her, and I've had to cut the door bigger to the barn where she goes out, like a slide gate thing, about 3 times. She's probably about 150 now, but it's been a good experience, a lot of fun, and just enjoying it. She'll be going to her permanent home, looks like September. We'll be going over there to visit her from time to time. So my wife's kind of gotten real attached to her. And that's about it from here. It's 71 in Kinderhook. No breeze. It's going to be, hopefully it cools down enough we get some sleep tonight. So, all right, back to you, Jeff, KD2IZE.
All right. Well, good to hear you there from Kinderhook, on the side of the river there. I used to live out by Sauganese, Glasgow, Gilboa, not that far. All of them not that far from where you are there. So beautiful, nice part of the state. Well, it's good to hear you in here. We're here every night at 9 o'clock, and feel free to check in every night if you'd like. All right. We'll catch up with you later. All right, it's KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2UXG.
I got KC2UXG, but I think there was somebody else in there that doubled up with Mark there. So, who else was in there?
KC2YXN.
Great. So we'll start with KC2UXG. Mark, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, Jeff, I was going to ask you how things are up at camp, if you've been up. I'm thinking about going up maybe tomorrow after lunchtime. What do you think about that?
Well, I went up there, when did I go up? Saturday, you know, just to drop some stuff off and took a little drive around and then came back and it was the deer flies with a new spawn of them. But otherwise, it wasn't too bad. Kind of dry, at least it was then. I don't know what it's like now. And I think you'll have a good time up there.
Okay, well, I'll try to move real fast, you know. I like deer flies and all, but, you know, they like me too. And, you know, you don't want to feed them too much. They'll just hang around.
Roger that. Well, if you keep your eyes open, if you happen to see a metal stringer on the road somewhere, I had it on the back of my truck and I drove down to Hayes Camp there and it fell off there somewhere. It's just a little chain, you know, galvanized chain. If you come across it there, just leave it up on my steps there in the camp. I appreciate it. I've had that thing for a million years. I can't believe I left it there laying on the truck. So, all right. Well, have fun up there tomorrow and... Boy, I wish I could go up. I got to work, but I wish I could go. All right, well, take care. We'll catch up with you later. All right, KC2YXN. Kathy, good evening. What's up?
KC2YXN here with a temperature of 66 degrees. And good evening to you, Jeff, and everyone else there. And kudos to the gentleman who rescued the swine. And, yep, we're going to be picking beans the next couple of days. Things are starting to explode in the garden. I'm so excited. But I'll send it back to you, and have a wonderful evening. KC2YXN.
All right, Kathy, I know exactly what you're talking about. We've been picking green beans about twice a week now. Still can't keep up with them. They're really coming in, and the zucchini's all coming in. There's some out there as big as your leg out there right now. I got to get them things taken care of. And, yeah, everything. We dug up some potatoes there this weekend. We had salt potatoes. And everything out there is growing like crazy. So I think we're going to have a good week there. All right. Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for checking in. You and John have a good evening. All right. KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins from the Black River Valley Service Net? Well, for myself, just had to work today. Didn't go outside as much as I could possible anyway. There's a couple trips out to the garden, and me and the wife took a walk up on the towpath there later. But during the day itself, I tried to stay inside as much as I could, get some work done. It's a little warm out there right now. So unless I'm going to go swimming, I don't want to be out in it. But I think it's going to be that way all week. Anyway, that's about all I have to report. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service and return the frequency of regular air to you. So I'd like to thank Chris, Kevin, Bill out in Warrendale, Pennsylvania, Bill up in Otter Lake, John, Rich, Ray, Jack, Dick, Mark, and Kathy for checking in tonight. Huh, a big one. Say 73 to all of you, and 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Jeff, I was trying to count how many check-ins did you sound like a good group this evening, WA2.
We got 11 there, John.
Excellent. You never know on a... You just never know when you're going to turn on the radio. Okay, I agree with you with the temperature. We're going to get that warm, the lake or the pool. WA2.
Roger that. All right, have a good one. KD2AIT.
N5AOW, N5AOW, still listening, Bob, WA2. Station, go ahead, WA2.
Yeah, John, into KPR, check your email. I sent over another one today, into KPR.
Okay, probably tomorrow there, Rich, thank you. Bobby, still listening on 5OWWA to you. Okay, WA to you, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I am going to be clearing from the Echolink system on this repeater. Thank you very much for use of the Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night, 7-3. KD2FPM is now clear.
KD2AIT also logging off through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening, one of the better nets. And everyone stay cool. KA3TFB, clear.
Good evening, Jack.
Okay, let me welcome back now is N2WCX. Hello, Dennis. N5AOW. Hello, Bob. KC2NBU. Hello, Ray. Thank you all for taking in. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations, with or without FedEx. WBX, AOW, and NBU. Were there any other stations for our town? Thank you all for taking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.